Freeform Radio, the voice of Sacramento. You'll never guess what you'll hear next.
FM KUBU, The Voice, brand new music by Leah Capel, and the song we heard was In a Boat. And right now in the studio, all the way from Los Angeles, I've got Leah Capel and the What. How you guys and gals doing?
We're doing fab.
Great.
Woo! Super great.
All right, well, let's why don't we go around the room and introduce everybody, and then we'll get started with the heavy duty, hard hitting journalistic questions.
My name is Leah Capel. I'm from Chicago originally, and I just moved to Los Angeles and doing this music thing.
Hey, welcome to California. I lived in the Chicago area for 10 years and glad to be back in the same state you're in now.
Yes.
All right. I am Hal Rosenfeld, originally from South Florida, Boca Raton. I now live in L.A. I do a lot of film and television scoring and percussion work, a lot of recording session stuff, and happy to be here.
Hey, glad to have you.
I'm Jason Burke. I'm a singer-songwriter. I've been on this show before with my own stuff, but I'm thrilled to be back with Leah and the What.
Jason is a friend of Twirl Radio, yes.
Well, my name is Rodrigo Moreno. I am providing the low end here, and I am also a Los Angeles native.
Nice, yeah. It's very, very cool. And he's got a six-foot-tall stand-up bass in this very wonderful little studio.
Simon? My name is Simon. I play guitar. Live in Los Angeles. Record producer.
Well, welcome to Sacramento. Is this first trip for you guys? I know Jason's been here. How about the rest of you? You ever been here
first
before?
First trip to Northern California.
Yeah, I've never been.
Simon, you were saying this is the farthest north in the country.
Farthest north in the country that I've ever been.
Yeah, I've never been to NorCal, ever.
Me neither.
Wow. You guys are going to like it. You're not going to want to leave. Trust me on this one. So, Leah, how long have you been in music? You know, give us a little bit about your musical background here.
I've been doing music pretty much my entire life, which is kind of the cliche answer, but it's true. I started playing piano when I was 6 and started writing songs when I was 8, voice lessons when I was 10. You know, it just keeps going. But, yeah, pretty much forever. There hasn't ever been anything else I've wanted to do more.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, this album you just handed me, and forgive me, it's called Leah Capel. That's the brand name. That's the name of the album and the brand name.
Yes.
Is this your first?
Yeah, this is my first album. I recorded it with Jeff Bova, who's a Grammy-winning producer, and he's an awesome guy.
Wow.
And we just did it this summer, and we're just kind of releasing it now soon, so...
Exciting times. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a big deal to put out a CD these days. So many people just put out MP3s. You've got a nice actual CD package, the whole nine yards. What are the songs about in general? Because I've not really heard a lot of your music yet till this week.
All of the songs are written about my personal experiences or inspired by. I like to take situations in my life and sort of either turn them into stories or just pretty much write about them and how they made me feel or whatever. So the whole album is my life, kind of.
Wow. Did you write it once you moved to California, or were you working on them in Chicago?
No, all of these songs but one are pre-California move. So pretty much these are each taken from a different year since 2010, pretty much.
Okay. I'm going to assume that this move to California was pretty life-changing, like this is going to color everything going forward?
Yeah, it was huge. I went to Berklee College of Music on the other side of the country in Boston for a year, and then I sort of got some opportunities out here, and I decided to pack up everything and drive across the country, and it's been interesting. It's been really different, but it's definitely a rewarding experience, and I get to work with these guys, which is the best.
We get to work with you.
Oh, please, stop it.
And the what? Yeah, I've played the who on the show, but never the what. So where does the name The What come from?
Jason can tell it.
Well, Leah, we were walking to lunch during a rehearsal one day, and Leah was like, guys, we need to come up with a band name. You know, Leah Capel and the something. Leah Capel and the what. What are we going to be? And I said, that's it, Leah Capel and the what. And she was like, haha, no, but seriously. And then she asked me to make a tour poster, and I put Leah Capel in the what, and I texted everybody else. I said, until she says otherwise, we are Leah Capel and the what.
It could have been worse. It could have been Leah Capel and the insert band name here.
It really could have.
Actually, I like that a little better.
No, I really don't like that any better.
I like the what. That's pretty cool. So we're going to see the what. I mean, yes, you've got the great play on words. So the what is here with me in the studio right now. You guys want to play a live song? You're all teed up, it looks
sure.
like.
Yeah, we're going to play a song of mine called Would You Know. It's the first song on the record, and it's also the single. So you can hear it on my website, the studio version of it, and we're going to do a little acoustic version of that for you.
Great.
So, whatever it
was. Alrighty.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2. A 1, 2.
Don't you
Leah Capel and the What's, and Do You Know? No, I'm sorry, Would You Know? Yes, wonderful song off of a new album, lead-off track. So you guys are on a little bit of a West Coast tour. Let's find out where you've been and where you're going.
Oh, well, this is my first time ever going on tour, so we took the time to plan it out, and we played in West Hollywood, Los Angeles, at the Hotel Cafe on Tuesday night. And then last night we were in San Jose and we played at Art Boutique, which was such a great time. And then here tonight we're playing at Shine on E Street. So if you're around tonight, come on out. It'll be a good time.
It's E Street. Don't expect us to play any Springsteen.
We're not
though.
Playing any of Bruce Springsteen.
Maybe
the
next
E Street
time.
Band.
Not the E Street Band.
Not
no,
the E
no,
Street
no.
Band. But Rick it's Springfield? On E Street. But it's at Shine. And then tomorrow we're going to be in Oakland at the Stork Club, and Tuesday night we'll be in San Francisco at Hotel Utah.
Nice. Now, does any of you have a calendar out? I'm trying to figure out. Oh, I've got a calendar right here. I want to see what day this is. You know what? You guys are in luck because it is second Saturday, which means the Art Walk is going on in Sacramento, so you might get some people just wandering on by. All the art galleries open on the second Saturday night. They have all the new installations. So you're kind of at the north edge of downtown there. So you might get some additional foot traffic.
I didn't know that.
Great.
That's so cool.
The Arts Lovers. Yeah, Shine's a really cool place. So how did you get this wonderful band together? Who knew who and how did it all come together? Who's friends of who's cousins of who? You know, how did
J-Date?
Yeah, I met Simon here through one of the guys that he works for, because I recorded all the piano for my album at Robert Irving Studios, and Simon works for Robert Irving. So I was talking to Robert, and I was like, Robert, I'm going to need to put together a band. And he was like, okay, let me hook you up with Simon, because he knows all the people that you're going to meet. He's the guy. He's got a guy for everything.
If you need a guy, Simon's
your guy.
To go for the guy.
Yeah.
Break
you
job?
Need your suit tailored.
Yeah.
Fitted.
I could have used a guy for a break job, but I didn't have a guy, so I ended up kind of doing it myself. So now I'll know. Simon.
Simon can solve all the problems. So I contacted him, and we got coffee, and we sort of talked about what I wanted, and they were all friends. All these guys have been friends, so.
Yeah, the rest of the band, we all know each other from attending CSU Northridge in the music program.
Whoa.
Where we all have different focuses or different ideas of what we want to do. Hal and I, and you were media comp too, right?
I was.
Yeah, Hal and Simon and I were all in the media composition department working on film scoring and sound and music production and orchestrating. And then Rigo here is a jazz major.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Jazz bass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So my props out to Gary Pratt for having the sickest jazz department on the West Coast.
Well, you know what's funny? Maybe some of you, I know some of you know this, but that's my alma mater, CSUN, Cal State University of Northridge.
Yeah, Matadors.
Yeah, Mighty Matadors. I don't even want to tell you what year I graduated, because that's kind of embarrassing right now, because I know you guys were not all even born yet. However, they had a pretty good music department back then, and I'm not 1890. Yeah,
I said 1990. I was trying to be nice.
I was closer to the actual year though. But they had a great jazz department. There were a couple of instructors there that taught jazz appreciation classes. So I'm not a musician, but I learned a lot about jazz at that very department. Man, my props to CSUN. It's just nice to see that you know the next generation going there. And when are you guys all graduating?
I'm fall.
I can't talk about that.
Hal pleads the fifth. Yep. Rigo graduated.
Yep.
Simon graduated.
I'm out.
All right, so a couple alumni, a future alumni, somebody who's under the witness protection.
I'm sworn to secrecy by the FBI. I'm going to kill.
If he told us, we'd have to kill all of us.
Yeah. You know, CSUN is one of those kind of schools where they kind of put you and your family in sort of a witness protection thing because you just blend right in. So that's a good guy. So you guys all met, you kind of all knew each other. And are you other guys in any other musical projects? Besides the what?
I am. I do a lot of performing. My degree is performance-based. I have a group called Ruby Throated, also LA-based. You can check that out. It's a really combination of a lot of different genres, pop, rock, even some jazz and folk.
Nice.
And that's a really great group. And I am also a part of the Wyman Project, who is by a pianist whose name is Ryan Wyman. Again, CSUN alum, who is an incredible, incredible pianist and composer. And his music is really third stream is what it is, combination of classical and jazz music.
That's pretty cool. So we got some heavy hitters here. wow. So Leah, you're hooked up, and of course you guys are hooked up too. Want to do another song while we got some time here?
Yeah.
Sure. Let's do
Let's do my confession.
Yeah, we'll do another one from the record. It's a song that I wrote called My Confession. Okay. Ready?
Are you ready?
I'm born ready. Okay. Darling, I'm trying to do right by you, but my moods push you away. Often I wish that we were children and all we would do is play. But you hide your smile in the meanest ways, Waldo Gay. And sometimes I fear you just cringe when you hear my name. Why are you so hard to break? There's only so much I can take. Oh, please, oh, please, don't give up.
Wow, that was fantastic. Lea Capel and the Whats and My Confession. Wow. Embarrassing question. Where the heck did you learn to sing like that? You've got an amazing voice, Lea.
Well,
training or just natural?
Yeah,
or?
Well, I guess sort of a combination of things. I started taking lessons with Janice Pantazelos out of the Chicago Studio of Professional Singing when I was 10. So I had lessons with her pretty much from age 10 until I graduated high school.
Okay.
And then I went to Berklee College of Music, and I was a vocal principal, so I had lessons there with Kathleen Flynn, who was my professor there. But I don't know.
Nice.
I mean, some of it definitely is just naturally. I just have always sung. But yeah.
And what are your greatest musical influences? Who and what?
The what is my greatest. That's kind of a tricky question because my favorite bands and stuff aren't anything like the kind of music I do.
Okay.
My favorite band is Counting Crows. And when I tell people that, everyone's kind of surprised because I love Matchbox 20 and Goo Goo Dolls and that whole scene. And then I really like a lot of indie music.
Okay.
I guess I get compared a lot to Sarah Bareilles.
Interesting.
And,
okay.
Sometimes Regina Spektor, but not so much.
Those are nice compliments, though.
Yeah. Oh, I'm always flattered.
Yeah.
Joni Mitchell is a huge inspiration to me.
Didn't she hear a cover?
Yeah,
that
I did.
You did.
I did a cover of one of her song called River.
Wow.
And I made it bluegrass, and she heard it and thought it was good.
Nice. Oh, that's like the
so
ultimate compliment.
You can die happy.
So I can die happy.
Yeah, but don't. We don't have any insurance for that here in this world.
No. But yeah, I'm just really. Basically, any music I'm listening to at the time, I get influenced by the most random things.
Okay, because I hear a little jazz, a little folk, a little rock in there. I mean, would I be somewhat correct in all that? Okay,
yeah.
Okay, very good. And, of course, you mentioned a few artists that were popular during my college years in 1990. and I want to jump all the way back to Hal the Drummer. I just learned something from you. I always wondered, how do they get that big gong sound? I heard it a few times now in that last song.
Yeah, I mean, it's really called the suspended cymbal roll. It's used a lot. It's pretty overused, actually, in like movie scores and a lot of pop music. It's, you know, obviously there's no camera in here, but
there is one right there, though.
oh darn!
Filming a documentary.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there is. Hey, what's up? I'm like half naked. No, I'm kidding. I'm not half naked. You would take a. It's basically it's a contact sound. So in a sense, where you take a mallet, in this case, woven with yarn, like soft yarn with a rubber core. And you row it on the cymbal, and it basically only projects the overtones. Like, there's no attack to it.
Ah.
So, you know, you can also get this with fingers and stuff, but most commonly is the is the mallet, and you can do this with all cymbals, like gongs and, yeah.
Wow. It seems subtle but powerful. I love that effect on this song. It just helped it build up.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's the orchestral percussionist in me.
Yes. Now, we've only got a couple minutes left in the segment, so I want to, first of all, thank you guys so much for joining me here on Twirl Radio today. This has been fantastic and phenomenal. Just remind us real quick. In fact, it's not even a reminder. We haven't talked about it. Where can my listeners find out more about your music? Website?
Yeah, I have a website, leahcapelle.com.
CAPELLE.
Okay.
And I have a Facebook page, Leah Capelle Music. I have a Twitter account, @LeahCapelle. It's all pretty much the same. There's a lot of information on my website. I have a blog and lots of pictures, and there's YouTube videos on there. And you can free download some of my previous releases to this album. And, yeah.
Nice. And quick controversial question that I ask everybody. I've asked Blake.
Controversial. Yes. Yikes.
I've asked Blake Jones in the Trike Shop this many times, so they didn't have to ask them this today. But we'll go around the room. What's your favorite food? What do you guys like to eat?
That's not controversial. Oh, man.
I can list letdown. That pretty easily. I have two favorite foods, sushi and pizza.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a sushi pizza place in Ventura.
We're going.
Yeah,
we're going.
Me too.
That's
let me know. Let me know what time dinner is. I'm going with you guys.
There's a sushi burrito pizza, sushi burrito food truck. In
I also
LA,
love tacos. I do also love tacos.
I've got a 3-way split between Thai food, chocolate, and any meat smothered in barbecue sauce.
Okay.
Oh, you're invited to my house sometime, Jason.
I feel all those things.
I'm a pretty easygoing eater. I don't like cucumbers, but I love sushi. Huge pasta person. Very Jewish, so bagels too. Anything carbs?
Carbs. Yes. Yeah. We like carbs.
Gotta fuel the drummer.
Oh, yeah.
I'll keep it very simple. It's either ice cream, or ice cream.
There we go.
Oh, man,
but
I gotta get
you. Ice cream?
What flavor we got?
Ice cream.
As long as it's not chocolate. Mint chocolate chip.
Mint chocolate chip is the best.
So I gotta get you all three kinds of ice cream that you mentioned. ice cream. Okay.
And Simon?
Okay, well, I really don't eat. I gather energy from the sunlight. I photosynthesize.
So what kind of sunlight do you like?
What's that?
What kind of sunlight do you like best?
Anything that my SPF 30 will not.
Okay. All right. Leah Capelle and the What. Thank you guys so much. It's been a pleasure having you here on Swirl Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah.